Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A solo hiker was found dead yesterday in the Chena River State Recreation Area. Alaska State Trooper spokesperson Ken Marsh says 26-year-old Jared Allen of Soldotna's body was found about 6 miles north of Chena Hot Springs Road, mile 49.
State Parks Rangers responded initially, and they located the overdue hiker deceased. Hilo 2 responded to recover the body. At this point, cause of death is believed to be hypothermia. No foul play is suspected at this time, but the state medical examiner's office has requested the body for autopsy.
Marsh says he does not have any information about what happened or what type of gear Allen had, but that he was about a mile from State Park's Upper Angel Creek Public Use Cabin. Allen was expected to return from his hike on Sunday. Area temperatures dipped below zero overnight Sunday into Monday. The attempt to recall Governor Mike Dunleavy has been rejected. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that the state's elections director did not certify the recall application based on a legal review by Attorney General Kevin Clarkson. Clarkson says the recall application failed to show Dunleavy committed neglect of duty and that mere procedural or technical failures are not enough to meet the grounds for recall. Recall supporters say they will challenge the decision. Recall Dunleavy lawyer Jana Lindemuth said in a statement that the application met the standard under Alaska law, quote, without question. In a statement released yesterday, Governor Dunleavy says the Attorney General's opinion appears to be, quote, well-reasoned and that, quote, the allegations by the recall group are not legitimate reasons to overturn the outcome of the statewide election held barely a year ago, unquote. Fairbanks International Airport saw another bump in passenger numbers this summer. According to FIA Director Angie Speer, a record 592,000 passengers came through the airport between May 1st and the end of September, over 16,000 more than the previous summer, a boost she attributes to new service.
To San Francisco and to Denver on United Airlines this past season. And that helped increase overall seat capacity in Fairbanks, and obviously many of those seats were sold, so it increased the overall passenger traffic.
Speer says the increase continues a recent year's trend.
Been on an uptick for the past 5 years in a row, and it was 2.8% year over year between 2018 and 19, and we're expecting at least an increase of that amount or greater going into 2020 with American Airlines adding two new flights, one to Chicago and the other to Dallas.
Speer notes that new service hinges on research and marketing.
The culmination of years and years of work that we do along with Explore Fairbanks to promote Fairbanks and to work with the airlines to ensure that the needs of the passengers are met based on the data that we have that shows where our passengers' end destinations are.
Speer says the increases in summer service have resulted in an overall year-round passenger number uptick, despite still lagging winter charter service out of Asia, which dipped 4 years ago.
And that wasn't due to lack of interest. That was due to lack of aircraft availability. This is a strong market, especially with the Japanese and the Chinese, for the Aurora.
Speer says the winter passenger numbers have grown in recent years, but are still not back to where they were 4 years ago. More research is showing later school start times might lead to improved academic performance. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School Board heard a presentation last night on changing school start times to let teenagers get more sleep. As KUAC's Robin reports, the board will vote tonight on whether to keep paying for a consultant to study the possibilities.
There's a lot of research across the country about younger kids starting school earlier, like 8 a.m., and teens starting later in the morning, like 9:30. That shows improvement in grades and health. But it's parents and teachers, not research, that brought this question to Interior Alaska.
This is going to involve the whole community, and it's going to be a big change.
That was board member Sean Rice. At Monday's work session, the board looked at making changes as early as next year, but not before a lot of analysis and parent input. The consultant, Shannon Bingham of Western Demographics, was hired in July to derive possible bus schedules and school start times that might help families' schedules, improve test scores, and reduce costs. He says the research points to student sleep deprivation.
We're systemically creating an environment where they cannot get enough sleep.
National sleep studies involving thousands of children show 10th and 11th graders go to sleep at about 10:30 p.m., but are supposed to wake up about 5:45 a.m. to be to school on time. That's just over 7 hours of sleep.
So you can see they're distanced in on both ends.
Bingham quoted research from Minnesota and Colorado showing kids who get 8 hours of sleep get a period of about 3 hours of the deep sleep state where information gets transferred to long-term memory, so kids retain what they learn. The study showed students who received at least 8 hours of sleep are less likely to smoke, use alcohol, use cannabis, be sexually active, report symptoms of depression, or fall asleep in class. The Minnesota data showed kids starting an hour later gained a whole letter grade of higher performance. Right now, high schools across the Fairbanks North Scarborough School District start at 7:45, elementary schools at 8:30 or 8:45, and middle schools at 9:30 in the morning. In North Pole, the middle and elementary schools are flipped, with the elementary school starting at 9.
Our buses transport high school kids, then they swing back around. They do a middle school route, then they swing back around, and they do an elementary school route. So we're currently three-tier in Fairbanks, and we're two-tier in the North Pole area.
Bingham has been working with the district's transportation coordinator, Ryan Hinton. They came up with four scenarios to change school start times and bus routes that would allow students, especially those in high school, to improve their performance. The detailed reports are posted on the school district's website in the Board of Education's agenda. If the board votes at tonight's meeting to approve extending the study to a second phase, Bingham plans open house information events and a parent survey. He wants to look at how high school extracurricular activities, athletics, and student jobs might be affected, as well as child care and older students supervising their younger siblings. The board would look at the data again in February and decide if changes should begin as early as next school year. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
A year after losing his campaign for Alaska governor, former U.S. Senator Mark Begich is leading a group that is opening a revamped grocery store in Utqiagvik this week. As Nat Herz with Alaska Public Media reports, Begich says he has a new model that will reduce prices.
For decades, Utqiagvik's big grocery store has been run by the Alaska Commercial Company, or AC, a company whose history dates back to the 18th century, when Alaska was a Russian colony. But earlier this year, Utqiagvik's Native Village Corporation, which owns the building, announced it had struck a deal with Begich's company to take over management. Begich, working with a wholesale company, says he plans to sell groceries that are cheaper and higher quality, with a corporate structure that's more accountable and responsive to rural Alaska customers.
We think we are doing something that is transformational to rural Alaska on a basic issue, and that's survival with food product that can be affordable.
When he was a senator, Begich used to bring visiting dignitaries to stores to show them how much they'd pay for a head of lettuce or a carton of milk. Some of the costs are baked in. Dozens of villages are disconnected from the road system, meaning that goods have to be boated or flown in. But there's also a lingering frustration in bush communities that residents are being taken advantage of by AC. Elise Potkotak lived in Utqiagvik for 3 decades.
And sometimes it is justified, and other times it's just a matter of you're so tired of how much they're making you pay.
Potkotak doesn't live in Utqiagvik anymore, but she says a lot of her friends there have started buying their groceries from services like Amazon Prime and Full Circle. She says people she's heard from are waiting to see what happens after the hype around the store's new ownership dies down. Begich's store is still going to face competition. AC may have lost out on Utqiagvik's big store, but it's not going away. The company didn't respond to requests for comment, but in a press release, it says it has moved into a new, smaller space, which will cut operating costs and allow it to charge lower prices. In Anchorage, I'm Nat Herz.
And I'm Dan Bross.